Today is Valentine's Day, and society puts a lot of pressure on single people to find their other half. But no one is only half a person, and being in a relationship doesn't make you whole. Being a single person can be a great place to be. And here to talk to me about empowerment, self-love and mental health is Charlotte Falloon, the founder of Northeast Female Empowerment, and Tom Horn, the founder of Blokes, a mental health charity set up in 2020. Thank you both so much for joining me. So first of all, people are constantly bombarded with messages that, you know, you need to be in a relationship to be happy, which is not the case, as we know. It can really affect the way that people view themselves and can lead to things like low self-esteem, can't it, Tom?
Yeah, definitely. I think for so long, I know it firsthand, I kind of defined my self-worth by kind of either being in or out of a relationship. And like, I was never somebody who like jumped from relationship to relationship. But I always have this kind of feeling of like, what's wrong with me? Like, why can I not find happiness? Why, you know, am I a bad person? You know, is there something people are seeing in me that I don't see in myself? You know, so I think it can leave you with a lot of unanswered questions, and it really can kind of, yeah, it can drive you crazy sometimes.
And it's a lot of external pressure, isn't it? From the media, from perhaps family, friends, you know, parents asking you this, that, and the other. And it's nothing to do with the person that you are, is it? It's just the situation that you're in. There's nothing wrong with it.
No, exactly. I think, you know, you hit on a really key one there. I think social media has painted such a false picture of kind of what the perfect life to lead looks like. And, you know, I think it's only, you know, social media is only half a story, you know, and I think it's not necessarily a true reflection of somebody. It's not necessarily a true reflection of how they're feeling. And like you say, I think there is a lot of pressure, you know, to be in a relationship, to be married by a certain age, to have kids by a certain age, to kind of hit these perceived milestones in life. And I think it's completely wrong, because, you know, what's right for one person isn't necessarily right for another person. I think that's something that people need to bear in mind.
Absolutely. Charlotte, you were nodding along there. You run, obviously, Northeast Female Empowerment, and you speak openly on that page about the fact that what people post on media is the highlights, isn't it, really?
Oh, yeah, 100%. So the page is obviously all about empowering, supporting and just connecting with local women. And I share obviously the highs and the lows of just real life, because I want the page and the community to be a bit of escapism for people. But I don't want it to just look like everything's happiness and rainbows and butterflies all of the time, because it's not.
How do you think we can combat low self-esteem then? Because it's something that runs throughout society. How do you think we can combat low self-esteem in general?
I think it's definitely something for me that has come with age, and definitely since creating the community. I think you've just got to kind of start to like the parts of yourself that you dislike. And then once you've crossed that hurdle, then you'll be able to kind of start loving yourself. It is really hard and it is difficult. And for myself, I have some like challenging days where I don't feel amazing. But once you get there, it's really important.
Tom, you're nodding along there. I mean, everybody has bad days, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think, and Charlotte touched on a really important point there. It's that cliche, you know, that cliche saying of, you know, if you don't love yourself, how can you expect anybody else to love yourself? And, you know, I think the sooner you can come to terms with who you are and what you have rather than who you're not and what you don't have, you know, I think it's only a positive thing. You know, and like you say, you know, everybody's got bits of themselves they don't like, you know. I think, you know, not that I want to keep dwelling on it, but again, social media plays a big part in what the perfect male or female should look like, or what the perfect relationship should look like. And, you know, I think just having, you know, remembering that sense of uniqueness and that sense of, you know, no two people are the same is really important.
And Tom, the bachelor lifestyle, I'll put in quotation marks there, but it's pushed on young men quite a lot, and to be able to, you know, they're supposed to love it and relish in it being a single person, which might be the opposite of how young women are made to feel. But do you think that that adds to the pressure of men when they feel that that's not quite what they want?
Yeah, definitely. I almost think there's this, I think it's all about what it is to be a modern day man. I think it's all about a little bit of toxic masculinity. You know, because I think in a certain sense, you know, men are expected to behave or do things in a certain way. And I think almost, you know, that can stop people living out who they, you know, who they want to be. Like, I've never really been somebody who's seen themselves as a lad's lad, or like never really been one to want to lead that kind of like bachelor lifestyle. But I know a lot of people who have, and a lot of people, you know, a lot of guys it suits them and a lot of guys it doesn't. And, you know, I think there's, as I said at the start, you know, there's no right or wrong way of living your life. So
absolutely. That's a really important thing, isn't it, about what we were speaking about earlier about the timeline and the time pressures that are put on people. But something that I wanted to speak about as well is that obviously, Charlotte, you run an amazing sort of support system, really. There's a big community around the page. And when I was doing some research before discussing this topic, there is lots of female empowerment pages and self-love pages for women that are amazing, but there's less so that are targeted at men. And I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on that and why you think that might be.
Possibly just because men maybe don't feel as confident enough to put themselves out there in kind of the way that women do sometimes in regards to like body positivity and things like that. On my page, I post a lot about like women's bodies and how, and stretch marks and how everyone's got like dimples and scars and everything that's really normal. But sometimes I think that maybe men wouldn't want to post things like that just because of what, like Tom said, the what social media has deemed what a man should look like.
Tom, you're nodding along there. Do you think you agree with that?
Yeah, I think naturally and a little bit stereotypically, I think guys can be a lot more reserved in being open to kind of sharing their inner conflict and the kind of their honest thoughts and feelings, because you know, I think in my experience from peer to peer, I think historically women are a lot more supportive of each other. You know, it all falls back on those, you know, men not wanting to kind of go through the feelings of guilt, embarrassment, shame. I also think pride plays a big factor as well. You know, every guy wants to be seen as kind of trucking along with life with no struggles, with no worries at all. And I think admitting something like, you know, I'm not happy with the way I look, or I'm not happy with a certain part of my life, you know, I think they kind of see that as a bit of a chink in their armor. And yeah, I just think guys tend to, certainly from my experience, can be more prone to keeping their cards in their chest. You know, and like Charlotte said, I think sometimes guys can be more hesitant to just put themselves out there and kind of, yeah, be a bit different from the people around them.
Do you think that that's something that's been sort of put on them by society? We talked a little bit earlier about the toxic masculinity and men being told to, you know, whatever, hide their feelings and things like that. Do you think that that's getting better now?
Yeah, I think it is. I still think we have this whole problem of, you know, man up. I think that's a real kind of problem. It's difficult actually, because I think there are so many fantastic support groups and support pages and kind of male bespoke mental health services and organisations, but saying it and doing it are two different things. And I think it's so easy to kind of just use your words to encourage men to speak up, but I think actually doing something about it is a completely different thing. So I think it's, you know, I think you it's been good to see over the last couple of years, you know, you've got so many male role models that, you know, have kind of openly spoken about their mental health sort of from every walk of life. Like for me personally, like Tyson Fury was a huge one, you know, massive boxing fan. And again, it stems back down to, you know, if somebody who was, you know, the heavyweight champion of the world, you know, 6'7", like 21 stone, has got millions and millions of pounds. And again, through social media, look, and you know, he's got a lovely wife, he's got lovely kids, and you think, man, he's got it all, you know. And then you hear, you know, that he's been suffering from depression and sort of anxiety, and you know, tried to take his own life, and it kind of makes you reflect. And I think it kind of makes you understand that you need to take everything you see and everything you perceive about somebody with a pinch of salt, because it's so easy for a smile to hide how somebody's feeling. And that definitely rings true for guys in particular. You know, if somebody said to me, you know, how are you doing, Tom? All I've got to say is, yeah, I'm fine. How about you? And they wouldn't think twice. So I think just kind of being a bit more mindful about not taking everything as you see it, not taking everything at face value.
That's it, isn't it? And depression doesn't, you know, it doesn't discriminate between what you've got and what you haven't. It's a mental health issue and an illness. We are running out of time, unfortunately, but I'm just wondering, we are talking about self-love and self-appreciation, and I'm wondering, from your own personal journeys, if you've got any top tips or advice for somebody who's maybe feeling they want to start out, they want to give themselves a little bit more love and a little bit more appreciation. So we'll go with Charlotte first. What would be your sort of top tips for self-love?
I would say just accepting yourself for who you really are, and treating yourself with a lot of kindness and just putting your needs first and focusing on self-care. Like I would take myself a coffee date on my own or walk along the beach if you're local to one with my favorite podcast, and those are my favorite things to do. And I think just spending a lot of time on your own and enjoying your own company helps a lot with self-love as well.
I think you've got to focus on what you do have rather than what you don't have. I think it's so important to kind of be proud of how far you've come and be proud of what you've achieved, you know, because like I say, achievements and things to be proud of are different from person to person. You know, for some people, it can literally just be getting out to start the day. So, yeah, I think for me, that'd be the biggest one. And also, and I say it's a lot, but I think everyone just needs to give themselves a break and cut themselves a little bit of slack. Like, you know, stop putting so much false pressure and stop forcing yourself to be something that you're not or become something that doesn't make you happy. And I think as long as you stick to your moral compass, I think that's the best thing that people can hope for.
Absolutely. Charlotte, where can we find you on social media?
At NE Fempowerment.
Brill. And Tom, where can we find out more about you and about Blokes and all the different work that you're doing?
So I'm on sort of Instagram and Twitter at Tom Home, or just if you search at Blokes on Instagram or Twitter, hopefully you'll come across us.
Perfect. Thank you both very much for joining me.
Cheers. Thank you very much.